So the purpose of my study was to assess the association between behavioral inhibition and several aspects of social anxiety disorder, such as quality of life and comorbidity, and depression. So behavioral inhibition is the tendency to react to novel situations with wariness or avoidance, and is a very well-known risk factor for the development of social anxiety disorder. However, few studies have really looked at the association between this characteristic, and the things that social anxiety can have an impact on, such as quality of life and social life and leisure activities. So our sample consisted of a total of 104 adults, all who were diagnosed with social anxiety disorder using the ADAS-5. Our sample was predominantly female and non-Hispanic white and had an average age around 35 years. About 62% of our participants had a comorbid OC spectrum and/or anxiety disorder. And in terms of our data analysis plan, we conducted correlational and regression analyses to determine the association between behavioral inhibition, depression, and quality of life. And we did logistic regression analyses to assess the relationship between behavioral inhibition and the presence of a comorbid anxiety disorder. So what we found was that although behavioral inhibition is an identified risk factor for anxiety disorders broadly, we didn't find an association between behavioral inhibition and the likelihood of a comorbid anxiety disorder. And this could be related to kind of findings from previous research that indicates that there's a lot of variability in terms of the trajectories of behavioral inhibition, and it really highlights the importance of assessing other factors that could increase or decrease the risk of anxiety problems beyond behavioral inhibition. We also found that greater behavioral inhibition was significantly associated with lower quality of life. However, when depressive symptoms were accounted for, behavioral inhibition was no longer associated with quality of life. This would suggest that although behavioral inhibition may have some impact on quality of life, depressive symptoms should be the primary target for interventions to improve quality of life in those with social anxiety disorder. We recommend that future research examine the relationship between behavioral inhibition and specific types of anxiety problems to better understand the mechanism in which behavioral inhibition appears to increase the risk for certain anxiety disorders.